Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Father Jeff Norfolk, a priest from the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in his life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Father Jeff Norfolk, a priest for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in his life.
What's new? You may have said this question yourself. You may have heard this question said to you. It's one of my favorite questions because I love the reality that God continues to do new work in our lives every day. Sometimes when someone asks the question, what's new, it refers to what's up, how are you doing, what's going on in your life. But I want to focus on when I ask the question, I really want to understand in that person's life that I'm asking, what is new? What is God doing in a new way in your life? How is Jesus Christ in a new way revealing himself to you? Today's the feast of St. Augustine, and St. Augustine has a great quote in which he speaks about this newness of how God worked in his life to bring him to a deep conversion, to bring him to a deepening in his relationship with God. St. Augustine says, "Late have I loved you, O beauty, ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you. You were within me, but I was outside, and it was there that I searched for you. In my unloveliness, I plunged into the lovely things which you created. You were with me, but I was not with you. Created things kept me from you. Yet if they had not been in you, they would not have been at all. You called, you shouted, and you broke through my deafness. You flashed, you shone, and you dispelled my blindness. You breathed your fragrance on me. I drew in breath, and now I pant for you. I have tasted you. Now I hunger and thirst for more. You touched me, and I burned for your peace." St. Augustine describes God as a beauty ever ancient, ever new. Jesus Christ doesn't change. Hebrews 13 tells us very clearly Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What changes is how you and I experience Jesus Christ, how you and I become aware of the work, the labor of love of God in our daily lives. This is why this quote of St. Augustine is so powerful for me. He says, "You are within me, but I was outside. I was searching for you, God, but what I was searching for, I was ending my search in the thing, not in you, the creator of the thing or the creator of the person. Created things kept me from you," he says. "Yet if they had not been in you, they would not have been at all. You called, you shouted, and you broke through my deafness." That sounds very familiar to my life. God calls. He continues to show me that he's present at work in my life, but are my eyes open? Are my ears open to hear his voice, to see him laboring out of love in my daily life? "You flashed, you shone, and you dispelled my blindness. You breathed your fragrance on me. I drew breath in, and now I pant for you. I have tasted you, now I hunger and thirst for more. You touched me, and I burned for your peace." St. Augustine, we look to your example, your continuous search for God, recognizing you could find God in his creation, in the things he had created, even in the people he had created, and yet your heart desired more. You wanted God himself, and God wanted you for himself. And so he called, he shouted, he broke through, he flashed, he shone, he dispelled your blindness, he touched you, and a new peace burned within you. St. Augustine, thank you for reminding us and helping us to be aware that God does the same for us. God is the same for us, that he pursues us in our daily lives. He seeks us in our daily lives. He calls, he shouts, he tries to break through. He knocks at the door of our hearts, as Jesus says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. The question becomes, will we open the door? Will we do as God says to us in Isaiah 43, verse 19? See, I am doing something new. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? In the wilderness, I make a way, in the wasteland, rivers. Lord, I want to perceive the new work that you are doing in my life. I want to see that you are doing something new. When someone says to me that Christianity is boring or dull, with respect and love for that person, I say in return to them, maybe it's you who are boring and dull. Because for the 20 years that I've been following Jesus Christ, it has not been boring or dull. Jesus, you say to us, as God the Father says to us in Isaiah 43:19, you say to us in Revelation chapter 21, verse 5, the one who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Then he said, write these words down, for they are trustworthy and true. Jesus, you are trustworthy and true, and I trust and believe that you make all things new. With the help, the example, the life, the struggle, the conversion, the repentance, the experience of St. Augustine, may we be aware that you are making us new and that you are doing a new and powerful work in our lives. Where it seems there's desolation and things are desolate and dark in the world, may we see that you are making a way. Where it seems like there's a spiritual wasteland, may we see that you are making a river. Jesus, increase our faith today. St. Augustine, pray for us that we may also see God as beauty ever ancient, beauty ever new.
Are you new to the faith, or are you interested in kickstarting your prayer life today? Consider checking out our free 10-day mini course, Kickstart Your Relationship with Jesus. For 10 days, we'll send you a short reflection as well as a few considerations and suggestions for prayer. We'll also invite you into community and daily discussion through our Come Follow Me platform. Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples in the journey. We look forward to journeying with you. To join the mini course, visit comefollow.me/kickstart. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.